Hello, hello, hello. Let's go. It's Monday, March 31st, 2025. Hope you had a great weekend. This is First Thing with Kevin Mano. Real quick look at all the top headlines, and it feels like there's a lot today, so let's get to it. The show starts right now. And we always start with the top story. Friday morning, I mentioned the very fresh news of a 7.7 magnitude earthquake in Myanmar and Thailand. Now, a few days later, we have a better understanding of the damage and destruction. Unfortunately, the death toll kept rising all weekend. As of this morning, it's right around 1,700. Authorities estimate that the final number could be somewhere over 10,000. That is honestly hard to fathom. Rescuers are working to find people digging through the rubble. It's a terrible scene there. I know that some outside aid has begun arriving. A Chinese team arrived over the weekend. It's tough, though, because a lot of the key roads to get in have been damaged by the quake. This will continue to be a top story. This is a devastating earthquake. I'm going to link some ways to help up in our Instagram stories this morning if you feel compelled. At First Thing Pod in the Instagram stories. You can find it there. To sports, checking in on March Madness. The men's tourney is down to the Final Four. Florida will play Auburn, and Duke will play Houston. Both of those games are coming up on Saturday, and all four of those teams are number one seeds. This is the first time this has happened since 2008. Only the second time in NCAA history. It's really wild. As for the women, there are two games tonight, TCU and Texas, and UConn and USC. After that, we will know the Final Four. It's getting exciting. In the NBA, there was a pretty big brawl between the Pistons and the Timberwolves last night. It was intense. It spilled into the stands. Seven players were ultimately ejected. Lastly, in baseball, the big story out of opening week has to do with the Yankees. They kind of invented new bats, and they work really well. These torpedo bats, as people are calling them, they were designed by an MIT physicist. In their game against the Brewers on Saturday, they hit 9 home runs. That's a team record. People immediately started questioning the legality of these bats. They seemed to comply with league rules. The Yankees, as an organization, responded to the controversy and said they're just trying to be the best they can be. They won that game on Saturday, 20-9. They hit 3 home runs off the first 3 pitches. It really was insane. They have now hit 15 home runs in their first 3 games, so I wouldn't be surprised if other teams start using these new bats as well. On to some entertainment headlines. First, 90-year-old actor Richard Chamberlain passed away. He was an icon, a big name for many, many years. He was in Dr. Kildare, Shogun, The Thornbirds, a bunch of stuff. He died Saturday night of complications following a stroke. I know I said he was 90. He would have been 91 today. In legal news, a few things here. First, singer Sean Kingston and his mother Janice Turner were found guilty on all 5 charges they were facing. This was that federal wire fraud case. They had been accused of defrauding businesses out of more than $1 million. Guilty. They'll be sentenced in July. Second, actress Kim Delaney, probably best known for NYPD Blue, was just arrested for felony assault. She played a cop on TV, and now they were all at her house. There was a domestic disturbance at her home Saturday morning. Her partner was arrested as well. Kim was charged with misdemeanor domestic violence. Lastly, in other legal news, a second member of the Impractical Jokers is now facing accusations. First, it was Joe Gatto, and now it's James Murray. He is being accused of sending inappropriate texts to a minor. In health news, former bachelorette Katie Thurston has been sharing some unfortunate updates on her cancer. She said that her breast cancer has now spread to her liver. She said it's fairly small, but it does put her at stage 4. Her new treatment plan includes chemo, and that will start this Friday. I wish her the best. It sounds like she's staying very, very positive, which is great. Now, this one is entertainment slash politics. Comedian Amber Ruffin was lined up to host this year's White House Correspondents' Dinner. It was announced in April that she'd be the headliner. And then on Saturday, the White House Correspondents' Association announced that they decided to go without a host this year. This decision happened to come one day after Amber criticized the president's administration on a podcast, but it has also been reported that this decision was in the works prior to the release of that podcast. Lastly, in relationship news, people are making a big deal out of the fact that Sydney Sweeney and Glenn Powell went to the same wedding in Texas. People thought something was going on between these two when they filmed their movie Anyone But You. Their whole promotional tour was just them being flirty. And now that Sydney's wedding has been called off, the internet is talking again. They apparently went to the wedding separately, not together, but everyone's speculating. Moving on to movie and TV news. Since it is Monday morning, we'll start with a quick update on the weekend box office. This one was kind of a shock, but the new Jason Statham movie, A Working Man, took the top spot. It brought in around $16 million, which was more than Snow White was able to make in its second weekend. So A Working Man, number one. Snow White was number two. And a biblical movie called The Chosen, Last Supper Part One, was third. In other new movie news, it's reported that the highly anticipated live-action Zelda movie will be in theaters in 2 years, March 26th of 2027. It has a date now. Video game movies have been huge lately. Sonic, Mario, Minecraft is coming up this weekend. And now Zelda is on the way. Another video game movie in the news, Resident Evil. There's a new one in the works, and it's been reported that Oscar winner Mikey Madison has been offered the lead role. Nothing official, but that's the update. She just hosted SNL, by the way. She was the host this weekend. One thing that got some attention after the show was Morgan Wallen walking off the stage and leaving as the credits rolled. During those good nights when everybody stands there and waves and hugs, he just walked straight off the stage. That doesn't typically happen. People are wondering if there was some trouble on set. Lastly, in other TV news, the QVC Group, which runs QVC and HSN shopping channels, is laying off around 900 employees. Their plan is to consolidate and move more into social media and streaming. 900 people is about 5% of the staff.
And now, let's enjoy an intermission.
This show is supported by Nandaka. I have been looking for like a coffee alternative for a while now. I just drank too much coffee and I didn't always love the way it made me feel. And Nandaka, in my opinion, is so much better than any other coffee alternative out there. It's not even close. It gives you sustained calm energy. It's going to boost your mood and focus. It supports digestion and metabolism. It's made with pure, clean ingredients, which is my favorite part. I'm trying to eat cleaner lately. It's made with 100% fruiting body mushrooms. It's crafted with ceremonial grade cacao, fermented probiotic teas, and adaptogenic herbs. All stuff your body is going to thank you for. When you're ready to try it, go to my link. It's peaklife.com/firstthing, peaqueelife.com/firstthing. If you decide to give them a try, you'll get 20% off for life and a free starter kit with your first purchase. Again, peaklife.com/firstthing. Okay, on to music. The Juno Awards were handed out last night. That's like the Canadian Grammys. Tate McRae was a big winner. She won four awards, including Artist and Album of the Year, but she wasn't there to accept in person. The band Sum 41, they were there. They were inducted into the Canadian Music Hall of Fame last night at the show. And another trending moment was Michael Bublé stating that Canada is not for sale, which is a comment on President Trump's desire to make them the 51st state. I want to mention this. I'm going to post this video in our Instagram stories this morning. Chet Hanks, the son of Tom Hanks, he got his dad to recreate scenes from Forrest Gump in a music video. Chet is in a band called Something Out West, and they just dropped a new song and video called You Better Run. If you want to see it, Tom Hanks and Chet Hanks recreating Forrest Gump, I'll link it in our Instagram stories this morning at First Thing Pod. A lot of people are talking about Lil Nas X. He apparently, according to him, had an opportunity to do a song with Taylor Swift, and it just wasn't feeling it, so it never happened. He said, quote, "We were working on something. She offered to let me try a verse on something, but I couldn't catch a vibe for it, so it didn't happen. I'm thankful that she even considered me." It hurts to let that one go. Jessica Simpson is also in the news after it came out that she drinks some sort of herbal cocktail, which includes honey with snake sperm to help her sing. Her vocal coach told her to drink it, and she does. In tour news, Mumford & Sons, who released a new album on Friday, they just announced a summer/fall tour. 32 cities. Whole thing gets started June 5th. I'll post the dates if you want to see them. And the Sex Pistols, they just announced their first North American tour in two decades. It's been 22 years, and they're coming back. They've got Frank Carter doing vocals for them now. I'll post those dates up there as well. Some additional headlines here on this Monday morning. A lot of us are waking up with some real bad weather this morning. About 80 million people from the Midwest to the South to the East have all been in the path of some real gnarly storms. The worst of it was expected yesterday, late last night, into this morning. So far, I've seen that one person sadly lost their life in Indiana when a truck blew over due to high winds. Tornadoes were spotted in several states. I know that we'll get more information as the sun comes up this morning and we're able to survey any damage. In political news, Greenland has been trending all weekend. Vice President J.D. Vance took a trip over there, even though it didn't sound like he got the warmest welcome. President Trump continued talking about his desire to annex Greenland, and he said that doing it by military force is not off the table. In social media news, X, formerly Twitter, has a new owner, and it's Elon Musk. His artificial intelligence startup XAI just acquired X in a $33 billion all-stock deal, so he sold it to himself. In grocery store news, those fan-favorite mini canvas tote bags are coming back to Trader Joe's. These things sold out immediately the last time they were in stores. People were selling them for like $500 online, and they're coming back. They cost $3. They'll be available in pastel shades of blue, pink, purple, and green. The dates that they're back in stores will vary depending on where you are. Lastly, here I always end the show with some good news, something positive. This one was sent to me by Tatiana. She listens to the show and she sent me a really great story out of Texas. I'm going to post this up in my Instagram stories. But basically, a middle school in Dallas organized a Breakfast with Dads event. They wanted to encourage strengthening the relationship between students and their father figures. I like that. The school knew that a number of these guys wouldn't be able to show up for one reason or another. Maybe they couldn't get off work. So the school used Facebook to ask the community for volunteers to serve as mentors. They said they were looking for 50 men. They ended up getting over 600. The school had to move the event from the cafeteria to the gymnasium to fit everybody. It sounds like a lot of these kids do not have a positive role model in their life, and this was just, it was huge. I mean, it's just so cool to see the photos and read the story. Again, thanks to Tatiana. I'm going to post this again up in our Instagram stories this morning if you want to look at it. At First Thing Pod up there. And the show is over now. Okay, thanks for being here. Hey, it's the last day of March. Make it a good one. That means tomorrow's April Fool's Day. Be on the lookout for any shenanigans, all right? Keep your head on a swivel. Let's talk then. I'm back tomorrow with a brand new rundown of everything. Have a great Monday.
Please tell your friends about this show.